Our Indians Radio Week coverage continues from Goodyear, Arizona. Tim Elkhorn with you, and joining us here in the media center is Scott Atchison, Indians bullpen coach. Always good to have a conversation with Atch. Thanks for stopping by.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So talk a little bit about Indians spring training 2019. Some of the things that you're focused on, some of the things that Carl Willis and Tito are focused on as far as this staff is concerned.
Well, I think, just kind of like any other spring. I mean, obviously, I think we have a couple spots that are up for grabs in the bullpen. So we're, from our end, kind of checking out all the arms that we got and see what they bring. And, we talked of before, but the evaluation process is really just, it's taking a bunch of things into play. What have you done in the past? Kind of what's your track record? What you look like now? Do you look the same? Stuff look the same? Or, somebody, kind of coming out of nowhere, I guess, maybe, and showing us something that we weren't expecting to see, which you're taking all that into account and trying to get ready and put the best group out there to start the season.
Scott, I was talking to Dan Otero earlier, and we were talking about the fact that, there's a lot of question marks about the bullpen and so forth, and he said, hey, we don't think so. We think we're going to be just fine down there, which I thought was a great answer. Obviously, I'm sure you and Carl and Tito kind of have that same approach that, yeah, there could be some tweaking here and there, but all in all, we've got guys who have done the job before.
Yes, no, I mean, I think that's, we're not focusing on what's left or what's gone. It's we've got a good group here. We've got a good collection of arms in camp. We feel like we're going to be able to take into the season a really good group of guys down in the pen and even at the rotation, obviously, which seems pretty set. But it's, we're going to put a really good group out there. We expect them to go out and do their job. Obviously, throughout a season, there's ups and downs. There's guys that go up and down. There's things that happen. You don't get through a season with the same 12 or 13 guys that you leave Arizona with. And making sure that some of the guys that maybe don't break with us understand that, too, that, hey, keep doing your job, we're probably going to see you at some point, whether it's unfortunately injuries take place or whatever happens. But we feel like right now in this camp we have a good collection of arms that the guys are going to be able to really solidify and put together in our end down there, 7-8 guys that are going to be able to close out a ball game.
Scott, not that you're not looking at the veteran guys, but you kind of know what you have there. For the youngsters that are in camp, how critical is this 4 to 6 weeks to show you and to show Tito and Carl what they have? Because it may be a while before you see them again.
Yeah, no, that's the exciting part of spring is getting to see some of the guys we have in the organization even that we haven't seen before or haven't been around much or whatever. You hear names, and we're getting a chance to see some of those guys. Henry Martinez is here, Giancarlo Mejia. There's some young guys that are, man, we're watching them so far, you're like, all right, the future's looking good. These guys are coming. So it's important for them to go out there and show us, but also for them just to get comfortable being in this setting and being around these guys and being in a big league camp too. And as far as guys that are new to the organization, that are some of them are still young and stuff too, it's a chance for them, again, to show us what they can do. We can evaluate them from there and have a feel that, if we hear their name pop up, if they're not here with us at the start and we hear their name pop up in June as we're looking for an arm to come up and they say so-and-so, it's like, all right, we like that guy. Let's go. Let's bring him up. Let's see what we got.
The popular term is stuff. You always hear about a pitcher's stuff.
Right.
Whose stuff really impresses you, especially from the youngsters, from the guys that, as you say, you're kind of getting a look at?
Well, I think, I mentioned in Martinez and Giancarlo Mejia, those two guys, I think they both have thrown already in games, and it's been really good. I watched it; it looks electric, And we've got a few others. Like Josh Smith has come in as a free agent, minor league free agent, and he's been impressive so far. There's just really the whole collection has looked really, really good, and it's been fun to watch those guys throw and up to this point, even through live BP. So, like I said, spring is a good time to get a peek at some of them and see what they feature, and that's the fun part of spring.
At you mentioned that you like the arms, you like the way this bullpen and really the staff as a whole is performing. But what is a question mark or two that you think needs to be solved before you break camp?
Well, I think we all know there's probably one or two spots up for grabs in the pen as far as just what that we're going to have to fill, and I think that's what we're looking for. Who's going to step up and take it? And then maybe it's – and make sure – and hopefully that person they make it, they're going to continue to take that and run with it right. once the season starts. That's kind of the big thing. You know, you don't have a great spring and then unfortunately doesn't get off to the best of starts or whatever. So looking for somebody to just kind of come in and take those roles. But I think we said it before, and even and Dan and I have talked about it, Otero and I have talked about it. This is, I don't need you to fill anybody's role. I just need you to go out and be the best you that you can be. And these guys, I think, understand that. And that's all we're looking for. You don't need to be anybody else but yourself. And that's been what's gotten you here. So continue with that. And when it's your turn to go pitch and the phone rings and it's you, get up and go pitch. And that's all you're worried about.
There you go. Great philosophy. Appreciate you stopping by.
No problem.
Best of luck this year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Scott Atchison, Indians bullpen coach, joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona, as part of our Indians Radio Week coverage.